Welcome to the Monday Business Watch. Jason, this week we are looking at eyesores, don't want to look at eyesores.
Exactly. Hopefully a disappearing eyesore. The building on right down there by my brother's place that has been vacant and wrapped in steel girders for 10 years now, it seems like. It's finally getting a new life. They had been discussing whether to level it for downtown redevelopment or what to do. But the folks at Las Cruces Community Partners, Bob Pofall, Doug Wright, those fellas, are going to redevelop that into an office, retail, and restaurant space, which is going to be interesting because if you think about it, we're going to have that over there, and they're calling it tentatively. They may change the name, but Amador Plaza is what that'll be called. And then across the street where my brother's place used to be, they're about ready to break ground on the development there that's going to be the Amador. And then, of course, all right next to the Amador Hotel. So we've got a lot of Amador on that corner. But it's going to be really nice to have that one building in particular finally taken care of.
It really is, historically speaking, it's a pretty building. It's not pretty with all the work around it, but it is historically a beautiful building.
Yeah, it's got some great bones.
That deserves to be, give a new life.
I agree with you, Edmundo. I like to see that building down there. It's if you can look past all of the metal that's around it right now. And, if you saw the story on Sunday, we had an artist rendering of what the east face is going to look like. And, it's really nice. They've got a tower. They've got a nice covered entryway for the restaurant area, patio area. Looks really good. And this is bringing that mix of office, retail, and restaurant, nightlife kind of places. To downtown, which is what they've been working for, really dedicated to the last couple of years. And I talked to Ariana Parsons over at the Downtown Las Cruces Partnership, and she was very pleased that's finally something is being done with that, just because of the face that it will present once everything is done is going to be so much better for downtown than the abandoned building under construction that's been over there. So looking forward to seeing both the project on the lot of old My Brother's Place and for this project to come together.
Okay, let's move on to the profile. Talk to me about Peebs and Ollie.
Peebs and Ollie. This is a neat little story. These two folks, first I'll answer your obvious question. It's not named after the people that own it.
Okay.
It's named after their dogs, a couple of greyhounds.
Oh, okay. Well,
so that's why the name, but I like that name. It's very cool. Stephanie Buck and J.R. Tarrant own it. And they opened, I guess, last August. They're down on Mesquite Street in the historic district. They've got, I think it's like a triplex down there that they've taken over because they've got a bunch of reclaimed furniture. They go out to other cities, to Albuquerque, into Texas, and get distressed furniture and come back, do any reclaiming that they need to do on it and sell it. And they've got really nice home signs, for your house. That's old reclaimed wood that they've picked up and then made a sign out of it that just says home, but the O is a Z symbol. Mm-hmm. And they say those are pretty popular. And they've got a lot of nice, picture holders, some kitschy stuff, some things that you're not going to find anywhere else. And they said that some of the furniture, especially that they get in, once it's restored, is really great furniture. And, of course, it's got that nice used, distressed look to it that is popular. So they're up and running down there, and you can go in anytime, say hi to them, say hi to the dogs that are usually there.
Peebs and Ollie.
Peebs and Ollie.
Okay, talk to me about the Hispanic Chamber discussing the vision for 2017.
Yeah, the Hispanic Chamber column this week, they looked at, they had their board retreat recently up in Ruidoso and came up with some goals for the next year. And they're largely centered around the things that they've been working on, but they're rededicating a focus to, including workforce development, supporting businesses, and Curtis Roseman, the new president CEO for the Hispanic Chamber, said that he's going to really focus on not only workforce development but buying local, and they're joining that call to keep our local dollars here and shop at local businesses. So good luck to them in the future coming year.
Absolutely. Well, Jason, thank you very much. You have
a
good
pleasure.
Week. For KRWG News, I'm Edmundo Resendez.